And now, the Ass Productions webcast.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Farewell to the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. What could be more noble than his misery or the lack thereof in this time of need? Why don't I treat myself to a second helping of what that saying is? Bad for man, forget vulnerability.
Welcome, stupid nigger. How are you?
Your guts, you stupid fucking fan.
This is the Ass Gas Productions podcast. ATP Live, as it's come to be known.
Come.
Hey, what's my hand doing? Okay.
Nobody but Jack knows that we're Bobo.
Well. We are live again. It took us 2 weeks, but we are once again live. This camera is a little too close.
Jesus, Father, seems to be reminds me of my dick in a tree.
Okay. All right.
Wait for the girl, the nigga.
All right. What are you doing over there?
Okay. AGP Alive, nigga.
Oh, look at that. You signed in. Okay, good. All right. Well, we have to start off right off the bat. We have to mention probably the biggest story around the world. It's devastating to the Japanese people. Selena Gomez left Japan 2 weeks ago.
I know. Here are the pictures that they took.
This looks like a friendly picture. She thinks it's all fine and dandy. The Japanese people devastated. They caused a tsunami. Earth shook. So many people were violently tremoring from her leaving that it actually shifted the plates in the Earth's crust. And it's a laughing matter. And caused a tsunami to destroy several miles and miles.
I saw the Shiznatch live.
Of Japan. It was just ridiculous. It was all because Selena Gomez left. It was just...
I can't believe how much stuff happened.
It was just, you know, I couldn't. Now the nuclear ordeal, it's just. They're coming around, though. It looks like they're going to fix the problem. I mean, this is what happens when Selena goes into a country and she just leaves without anybody noticing. I mean, without notice. Everyone notices, obviously. And it just causes a mass confusion. And I don't accept it. She's going to have to be charged with something. You can't.
Now, in Hawaii, were there any, floods or anything?
No. I don't think so. I don't think anything happened in Hawaii. Oh. That was all just bullshit. It might have been heavier waves or something like that.
I think they were only three feet tall.
It wasn't, anything. I'm sure I would have heard if it was something, anything happened. I don't think it was anything.
Waves are 3 feet tall.
So, yep. Well... So here we are, another great, fine AGP Live.
Wow, we're still on Selena Gomez.
Yeah, well, she has been rocking the world the last 2 weeks. Last week.
Literally.
She's caused a lot of problems. What a bitch. Okay, so. But the real story of the week has been... nothing. There hasn't been any single story that was really big.
Oh.
There was Japan, there's Libya, and that's it. That's the only two big stories. But fuck the big stories. How about the important stories? No one cares about Libya. What they really care about is Miley Cyrus on Saturday Night Live.
No.
No, they don't care about that. Okay. See that segue. Yes. So I think...
Oh, wait, you got to go to Disney Corner.
I know. Wait, hold on. I was getting to it. So I think introducing that, it's about time. We start right off the bat with one of our greatest segments.
You always have to adjust it.
Makes you whole, big and hard. Don't you wish you could fuck them all? This is Disney Corner.
All right. Yes. We decided let's not wait. Let's not wait for this week. This is groundbreaking stuff's happening. Of course.
Can you hold this?
Yeah.
Leo, it's the way.
Okay. So yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't catch it last week because we weren't on. But so now it's 2 weeks ago. Miley Cyrus hosted Saturday Night Live for the first time.
Yes.
And you didn't watch until, like this past Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
I got Netflix for free.
Saturday Night Live usually sucks.
Yep.
The vast majority of the time, it does suck. And this was yet another instance of a really bad show. She didn't really make up for it at all.
I'm just like their pictures. Pictures suck, too.
Yeah. Yeah, very plain Jane pictures they are. But at least they got her in that position. Okay. So.
Farley's sitting over there looking at her ass.
He's at every photo shoot. Any photo shoot she goes to, he's there. Good old Farley. No one knows who that is, but you'll find out soon, I'm sure. All right. You gonna get done there? You got 100 more of them over there?
Let me find me.
So anyway. But she did, on multiple occasions, sing.
Masturbate?
No. Surprisingly, I don't think they let them do that on there.
Yeah.
NBC's like, I don't think so. No, but she did sing. And... contrary to what you'd think, she actually is a decent singer. You did watch it. Are you going to comment on anything? No? Did she not?
I didn't like the band that they had playing there.
The band?
Yeah, that band. Like, you know how they always have a band? I don't know what it was, but it's really bad.
Yeah, they're always bad.
The guitar player on it.
Josie and the Pussycats.
No, but one of the guitar players was like doing a solo, and he would strum it and then put his hand all the way up in the air and be like,
why?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's get that off so you don't look at it. He's like, like he's doing it like really fast. Like, like he's jerking off or something.
Oh.
He's just like, why? The guitar is like this way. What? And he's like,
whatever. I don't know. I don't know what band it was, but they all suck. Every band on SNL does suck. Or any of those late night shows. They all, they're always really shitty. Every once in a while, they have like a decent band.
I think like one time back in like 2009, they had Green Day on there.
All right. So
did they ever had Metallica on there?
I don't know. I don't remember it. I never seen it. That's for sure.
You know.
Oh, you can't go on.
Yeah.
You gonna change the subject?
No, I'm going to keep going on with SNL.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny, like, because, like, the entire thing was based off of Charlie Sheen and shit. Like, the entire thing. Like, that's all they talked about, the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was talking about, like, what, like, the 2.5 Men that he was on. And he was like, oh, yeah, he was on 2 Girls, 1 Guy and Half a Pizza Place. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know, I just thought it was funny. Like, yeah, he was, like, just rambling on. He was some, like, fucking Italian guy or some shit. Oh, man, I should have got a clip of that.
Yeah, I was gonna get a clip of Miley too, but it wasn't worth it. But I did get this. This is what I'm talking about. The singing was actually pretty good, I thought. Anyway, this is her little opening song thing that she did. If I can find it, hold on.
There's a photo of me being kissed by a dude, and Danny Leibovitz tried to get me nude. For those of you who think that's very crude, I'm sorry that I'm not perfect. I never stole a necklace or got a DUI. Never cheated on my wife like that golfer guy. So what you could see, a little boob from the side. I'm sorry that I'm not perfect. And sure, I dance on a pole, and people called it sinning. But at least I didn't date a porn star and tell everyone I'm winning. Make a dirty tape and pass it along.
This isn't her.
Text a photo.
That's definitely not her.
Don't both of these things seem worse than a bomb?
No.
Usually there'd be something else on the
show. So sorry, so sorry, I'm really sorry that I'm not perfect.
Anyway, what I was saying was...
Hold on. No, keep going. Keep going.
There was a segment where...
it's supposed to be like a cruise.
You know, this is on Saturday Night Live. Miley Cyrus is doing a segment where...
Your mother.
It's a... her on a cruise, and she's like the singer, like she's like the entertainment, but throughout the entire thing she's making fun of all the old people that are in the audience. You know, she just keeps making fun of old people about how they smell, you know, that, you know, the usual generic crap. And
okay,
and I got to thinking, what if we replace the old people with black people? Think of what people would think of that scene if you replace the old people with black people. Why is it perfectly fine to make fun of the old people because they're old, but not okay to make fun of the black people because they're black? Ta-da! End scene.
Everyone would hate you.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus would be in fucking gone. She'd be cut off the fucking face of the planet. And Saturday Night Live would be in the shitter. They have to apologize. Everybody has to be like a huge press conference and shit. Everybody has to be like, oh,
she should pull out a gun and fucking shoot a black guy right in the fucking black man cast. She should shoot that guy from Kenan and Kel.
Slow down my whole segment. Yeah.
She should shoot that guy from Kenan and Kel.
So anyway, whatever.
He's black.
I just thought that was interesting. That it would, if it was black people, it would have been an uproar. But old people, it's fine to make fun of. But
that's because I have big cocks.
I mean, wait,
because they don't have big cocks. Just like it's okay to.
Oh, so that's the standard. If you don't have a big cock, you know that.
Yeah, that's why we always make fun of you.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. that's real funny.
I'm not Selena Gomez.
I know. What the hell are you doing? All right,
Georgie. We should go on Skype. You should be a fake Skype caller.
No. The fuck else? Oh, son of a bitch! Afterwards, Lindsay Lohan
Miley Cyrus?
Complained because during the show, Miley Cyrus does a she does a thing where she acts as if she's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, well, I need to explain to the hopeless viewers. And Lindsay Lohan, ah, fuck.
You fucked her, any bitch?
No.
Oh.
So, whatever. Lindsay Lohan complained. She said it wasn't right that they did that to her. As if they don't make fun of everybody else.
Yeah.
Are you in here, Ray? Are you
no, I'm
in
high.
In the studio?
Well, it depends. What are the limits of the studio?
Here.
What are the city limits of the studio? The studio limits.
All right. I just talked to myself about it.
I want to fuck your mom in the ass. I want to kill a dude tomorrow.
Continuing on our
Miley Cyrus.
Streak. I just
Well, she was Streak. Remember?
Oh.
Remember when we were talking about how like we were talking about like ghosts and shit telling you like what to do? Like telling you that like something's happening in Wildwood. And then you said, oh yeah, like Nanny or whatever. I said, what if she said Miley Cyrus was running naked on the beach?
Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. And then you went out there and she really was. You'd be like, wow, there is a god. There must be ghosts. You know, and then you'd do run around naked.
Do her while she's running around naked?
Yeah, anyway. So let's just keep talking about
Miley Cyrus.
Cause Oh, her dad was on.
Ah, motherfucker.
Her dad
is gay.
They were having. They were gonna go through with that divorce.
It looks like he's gay, doesn't he?
Can you believe they filed for a divorce like a couple like months ago now? It's been like I forget what it was. I don't know what
it was in October sometime. Yeah, cause I remember watching it around Halloween.
Fucking October. It was forever ago that he said he was gonna divorce this bitch, and apparently, he's not. He called off the divorce just recently, and he went on, you know, The View, and he said.
Life.
He went on AGP Live. He's like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
And he said,
take me back to Tennessee. I was watching Hannah Montana movie the other day.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's on Netflix.
Yeah, probably. No. All right. So they're not getting divorced anymore. That's it.
Why not?
No, they're gonna try to work things out, Brian. What the hell are you doing?
Georgie, open up my finger. Open up my hand. Open up my hand.
Look out of here. boop. And wait, what else? What other stories were there? Oh, and Miley, there was two occasions recently where...
You fucking masturbated on my face?
Where she attacked paparazzi. Wait, I never masturbated on your face.
Yeah, you did.
When?
Last night.
Oh,
and that, you know how hard it was count. To get that out of my hair?
That doesn't count. Doesn't count. Last night doesn't count.
It's just like me coming in your fucking beard.
Nah, that
there'd
doesn't...
be birds in there. Why birds? I don't know.
Fly away. All right, anyway.
Rapunzel.
Let's show the pictures first. This was the second one, actually. But she just attacked this paparazzi. I don't know why. There was really no reasoning for it that I found. Nobody said there was a reasoning for it. She just attacked this guy.
Shouldn't she get beat up? I mean, shouldn't she get, like...
Yeah, she could technically get sued, but it wouldn't be worth
back
it.
Back to Tennessee.
Yeah, and she could get, like, an assault thing, I guess, or battery, whatever, but she's not going to.
Yeah, but is it, like, self-defense? But what if he was, like, well, yeah, harassing her?
It depends. If he was right on top of her, you know, like, calling saying...
Oh, I would be right on top of her. Yeah, of course.
All right.
Or her on top of me. I'm gonna make a picture. Just to see what it would be like.
You're gonna make a picture?
Yeah.
To see what it would be like?
I'm gonna be just laying on the bed and then she's gonna be on top of me.
How are you gonna... You'd have to find a perfect picture for that.
Yeah, just her on her knees.
And... and, what the hell was they saying? Yeah, he could have bumped into her or something like that. Where if he's, like, standing around and, like, calling her shit, saying stuff like...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, so whatever. Anyway, the other one is when...
He masturbates?
Paparazzi... Okay. Okay. This is just an after thing.
After effect?
The other the video is actually when this paparazzi just, like, runs straight into her mother. And she gets really pissed.
Yeah. And so, you know that movie Mars Attack?
Yeah.
Mars Attack? We should make a movie called Miley Attack.
Okay. This is the boring Tennessee. Part. Oh, you're not getting any of this part. Just wait.
Hey, Miley,
here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, look, Miley's going this way. Oh, no, Mom's going that way. Miley. Okay, Miley goes this way. Oh, no, there goes the paparazzi. Oh! Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck her. Like
Miley mad. And here she comes.
Don't you ever fuck my mom right in the ass. or I'll fuck you.
Actually, we would just be stealing an idea from Family Guy. Forget about that. Family Guy has that episode where she's actually a robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, because this video's looping over again.
Stop that looping.
Nah, you know.
Really annoying. It's going to be really bad.
Oh, do we have this day in history?
Yeah. It's going to be really bad for that because it's going to loop back again.
No, I made it so it doesn't loop.
Yeah, sure you did. All
right. You want to see it right now?
No, I don't.
This day in history.
Yeah.
What if the History Channel sues us?
I'm sure they won't.
They have a This Day in History thing.
Yeah, I know, but everybody does.
No. Only black people do.
What the hell were we saying?
I don't know, something about...
Oh, Family Guy. Yeah, they have one. It's, like, really awful, though. Like, she doesn't look anything like Miley Cyrus. Like, a lot of times they try to make the celebrities look like the celebrities. The Family Guy Miley Cyrus doesn't look like her. And the voice is, like, way off. It just sounds, like, generic. It doesn't sound remotely like her. Like, you think they could have at least tried some sort of southern accent? They didn't even try it. It just...
How you doing? How you doing, motherfucker?
Why do you feel the need to do that? Go over the microphone.
Go, hey,
you don't talk like this.
Motherfucker.
All right. And my favorite...
Did you hear something?
Oh, damn it. This fucking chair.
Hey, I can do that, too. It's a good workout.
Yeah.
No sure. Wonder why girls that fuck... no wonder why horses are always so skinny. Most of them.
Okay.
She's like... I know how it works. It works. I feel so bad. All
right, finally. Just show them the picture of...
You masturbating?
Yeah.
Man, I actually had one.
That would be something. I'm like, what? How did you get that? yeah. We were talking about Miley getting... You know, this whole fucking segment is about her, isn't it?
Yeah.
We talked about her gaining weight, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, she was doing something about it really quick.
Oh.
Oh.
I wish something. She would stay like that.
See? This is from
you'd
a
see
few
her
days
bra
ago.
Fucking sticking out like a whore.
It's the... She's coming back.
She's coming?
Back.
Coming on my back?
Yeah.
She's just like... Can you imagine her? Like, I'm just laying, like, on the bed on my stomach. And then, like, she's just like... Acting like she's taking a shit, but she's like coming on my back.
All right.
I like what you do it though.
All right. Now, finally, the last thing about this bitch.
What if I get pregnant?
For a. I have a boner. Oh, whoa. Anyway, this is just some picture. I don't know who found it, but somebody.
Look at that. We're like all the way off to the side.
Yeah, where are we? Why are we all. Okay.
Motherfucker.
This picture was just leaked somewhere. I don't know where, but it's like behind the scenes of her that last video she did. She's laying in the
move over a little bit.
It's like that last video she did where she was in the bed in her underwear and in the limousine. This is backstage. She took a picture of why she took a picture of herself like that. I don't know. I don't know who she was bringing that picture to, but she did it. So eventually somebody found it. And finally, I think we can end with this
Miley Cyrus!
Talk, because it's really
unnecessary.
Boring, yeah, I might.
What?
What?
I don't know.
Say my name!
Miley Cyrus!
Alright. Starting breaking giants. Silence. Alright. Is this all the Disney Channel stuff that we have?
Yeah, what?
Is that all the Disney Channel stuff that we have?
No.
Way back to Tennessee.
Yeah, we're done. We're done with this crap.
When you see a Disney star, makes you horny, big and hard, don't you wish you could fuck them all? This is Disney Corner.
Enough of that. I think I've had enough of her for about 3 weeks.
Hey, no, next week.
Okay. Yes.
Let's do Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
This guy with the duck.
The guy with the duck?
Yeah. The guy in fucking Problem Child.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that has a small cock, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Oh, what that's how I...
Alright,
start this bit!
We don't even need the news story, really. Basically, it comes down to this. This is the, you know, this is the guy who's, he's done like a bunch of stupid fucking movies and stuff and TV shows and whatever. But he's voiced the stupid Affleck duck for about like, I don't know how long, like 8 years now or something like that. And,
Netflix?
After, what? Why Netflix?
Affleck.
Affleck?
Affleck.
Affleck, okay. And after the Japanese hurricane and tsunami caused by Slim Gomez.
Hurricane.
The hurricane that they had. The earthquake.
That's because of Supermoon.
The earthquake and the tsunami caused by Selena Gomez.
Supermoon.
Yeah, and it's also.
So the supermoon is when Selena Gomez shows her ass and then leaves. That's what it is. That's why everyone got so upset.
That's what it is, Brian, whatever.
That, she was in Haiti last year, too.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
2 years ago.
All right, so anyway. After the thing, he tweeted a whole bunch of jokes about, you know, Japan and, you know, people floating away and whatever.
Good.
I don't have any of the jokes, but they were pretty good.
What if
good.
We get shut down now?
They were actually pretty good. Yeah. But anyway, Affleck actually has...
The fuck's
Affleck's the insurance company. The fucking bird?
I don't understand. I didn't get the entire bird thing, man.
You don't get the Affleck the bird, the fucking
Affleck
that thing.
No,
why the hell am I saying this story then? If you don't even know what I'm talking about,
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, fucking Jesus Christ! What a show this has been. He was fired from his stupid fucking. So we can't play the stupid duck anymore. Turns out that they do 75% of their business in Japan. And that's the reason why they fired him.
Oh.
So they didn't want, you know, the Japanese people going, you know.
Mean. Oh, that segue to that girl, that fucking weird girl.
What? Oh. The weird girl? I hope I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay, well, let's set this up and we'll just play it.
Wait, did I ever get that video?
I put it in your, in the shared folder.
All right, hold on. Let's try this.
That anyone can come on by and take they want. Stop on by. I'll have a few videos for you.
I only have a picture.
Oh, that sucks. I really need the video. That's what really blows. That's when Ustream's going to stop working. Anyway, let me... All right, I'll just set it up while you're going. Okay.
Oh, there it is, motherfucker. All
right, so... After this tsunami happened, just a few days afterwards, and the hurricane, there was, all of a sudden, there was an uproar of
big cake.
People on this video. This chick, this blonde chick, with decent-sized tits, she made a YouTube video, really lame, really awful, but she made a YouTube video about ranting about how Asians in her library... are very noisy. And she's never seen another race of people be so over the top.
Like, and if... Oh, man. They annoy the shit out of me, too.
Uh-oh. You're gonna make your own little... We're gonna make our own little...
Seriously. They're just, like, annoying. It's
so, how, though?
It's so annoying because they think, like... They're so fucking, like... Bland. Like, fucking... Like, just plain. It's like... It's like, you compare them to us, and they're just like, gray. Just like...
Well, yeah, that's just their entire culture.
I know,
very,
I fucking hate that shit. It's like, you can't even, like, shoot at them without them, like... They just sit there and, like, take it. They're just like...
Oh,
I got egg roll!
Egg roll? Why egg roll?
I got egg roll and fortune cookie now.
Alright, so anyway, here goes her stupid rant, and everybody's complaining.
The problem is... These hordes of Asian people that UCLA accepts into our school every single year, which is fine. But if you're going to come to UCLA, then you know what they don't also teach them is their manners, which brings me to my next point. Hi. In America, we do not talk on our cell phones in the library. Where? Every 5 minutes, I will be, okay, not 5 minutes, say like 15 minutes. I'll be like deep into my studying, into my political science theories and arguments and all that stuff, getting it all down, like typing away furiously, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when I'm about to like reach an epiphany, over here from somewhere, oh, ching chong ling long ting tong. Oh.
Exaggerated.
Are you freaking kidding me? In the middle of finals. You know, it's the library, like we're trying to study, thanks. Oh, and then it's the same thing 5 minutes later.
Yeah. But now, what the fuck?
I don't know if that was it enough, but
whatever. Egg roll?
She didn't say anything good after that anyway.
She should have said egg roll. Like, that would have been the funniest shit in the fucking whole world.
So, that was really awful and lame. But the problem is everybody gotten... If you look on that, the actual YouTube video that came from, a lot of people disliked it. It was like 80% probably to 20% of people that disliked it. Like, but
doesn't help that she sucks cock.
I don't think they realized that it was just a joke. It was just like her being an idiot. I don't know why she thought it was funny. It really wasn't that funny. But the part where she goes, oh, you know, I don't know. It's kind of mildly humorous. I don't know. It's just annoying because people make jokes about
Jews.
About Japanese people and Asians and Jews and everybody else. All the time.
Yes. Stop but making
the only reason why people made
porn.
But the only reason why people made a big deal about it is because this came just a few days after the stupid fucking, you know, tsunami, earthquake.
What if I end your stream?
I wouldn't be surprising.
Animal, shmanimal, suck on my danimal. Well, you know, True TV, you know how they're like the king of fake shows, even though their name is True TV?
Oh, are you really going to get into this?
Yeah.
I was in the middle of talking about Will Smith.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah, they've had like...
So Will Smith was...
They've had like 16,000 fake shows.
Yeah.
They just keep adding more and more shows, like every like week.
Yeah.
Like every week, there's like, oh yeah, go catch the premiere of...
You know, there's one new one that's coming out. What is the new one?
Oh, I don't know, but it's some stupid fucking thing. It's like all about repo companies and all that other shit.
What's really annoying is that it's always the same characters in every one. There's always like the supporting cast, but there's always the one guy who's like the big tough guy, and he's gonna like put everybody in their place. He's always gonna like, and he'll always do like the fake diary type of things. He's like, yeah,
we had to settle the ordeal, or else I wasn't gonna finish this fucking purchase.
And it's just like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
And hardcore pawn and shit.
Yeah, yeah, that is really annoying. The guy's like some like old Italian. Looks like a fucking mobster.
Looks like a fucking Blackburn.
And, like, within, like, 12 seconds, there's a fight on any one of those shows. It's just so...
Not reality. That should be the motto. Not reality.
Not reality. Don't put the actuality. Just not reality.
Let's see. TV shows. Oh. Big Brian the Fortune Seller. Operation Repo. Hardcore Pawn, All Worked Up. Bait Car is like the only real show on there, other than Cops and shit. Black Gold, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, which is a real show. Disorder in the Court, Forensic Files, Full Throttle, Salon.
Saloon.
Oh, Saloon.
Yeah, that's. I think that's fucking fake, too.
It only hurts when I laugh.
I don't know what that
Lizard
is.
Lick Towing. That's another repo thing.
Oh my god.
Operation Repo. Mom's Roadhouse. Over the Limit. Party Heat. Police POV. Southern Fried Stings. That's a really bad thing. He just goes around. Like, he just beats up random people. Like, that's all he does. He just pulls out a gun and beats up random people. More series.
Wow. There's a lot of fucking fake bullshit on that channel.
Full schedule for airtimes. bestiality porn.
Oh my god, that's one of the shows. Isn't it?
Yeah, bestiality porn.
Wow, that is quite a show.
But I signed her up for bestiality at
xanimalsex.com.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really weird. Can't imagine getting cum in the mouth from my fucking horse.
Donkey.
No, horse.
Moose.
Yeah, this girl was getting fucked by a cow.
Oh yeah.
You know, cows have small dicks. I mean, bulls.
Bulls have small dicks.
Yeah.
This guy. You know, there was a story about the penis.
The nipples are bigger than the penis.
There was a story about the... Yeah. There was a story about the... Is that weird how that... Yeah, what is that about? That's so fucking strange that the bull's dick is smaller than the cow's fucking tits.
The cow's tits.
Anyway, there was a story about the penis.
Now, the cow's tits do have a third nipple.
About the penis. The human penis...
Vagina monologues?
Used to have spines on it.
Yeah.
Like little, like, prickly things. What for? I have no clue, because I didn't read the article, but I wanted to look it up.
Let me see.
I want to talk about it on the show, but I really... I just never had a point where I wanted to read it. So.
Asperger's?
Asperger...
What? People... Yeah. Singing do wa diddy diddy come S? On my tits.
Okay. Look at this fucking camera. We've got shot it all over the place. Okay. You're right, it is Asperger's.
Burgers?
Asperger's, yeah.
Yeah, he has Asperger's. I want Asperger's. Burgers.
Yeah, I thought it was a TH in there. No, it is actually Asperger's. What are you doing? Who are you guys? Huh?
Start talking about Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith, yeah. He was in Ireland. And he decided... that he was going to be an elitist douche. No. He was going on... He had an arrangement with some airport where they were going to, like, escort him right straight to his plane. And apparently before he... I don't know. I guess before they got to the plane, before they did the whole whatever, he found out that there was no first class seats open. So there wasn't, like, you know, like, upper class seats, that he had to sit in, like, the economy class, you know, that most people take, like, you know, middle class people take. And instead of taking the economy class, instead of taking the economy class, he actually chartered his own private plane. So he had to buy out a private plane for it was 10,000 euros, so I don't know, I guess, like, that comes out to, like, $12,000 or something like that. So he actually chartered his own private plane just so he didn't have to sit in the middle class economy seats.
That's stupid.
I kind of get it in some way. Like, maybe he thought people would be bothering him. But it's so over the top to go charter your own private plane just because you don't want to sit in the fucking the seat.
$14,155.
Yeah. So he spent 15, you know, not that it's anything to him, but he spent 15 grand. To go get his own plane instead of sitting in the economy class. Oh no. Oh, it's all over the place. Oh no.
Alright, hold on.
Alright.
Did you see that? It's the leg. It's like... Anyway. Right. These spines made from...
He's talking about the penis spines.
The protein found in fingernails often lie over sensory receptors, and some experiments suggest removing them makes copulation last longer.
Copulation? I don't know.
It says the spines or barbs are typically present in species that mate quickly. Oh, it says for humans, losing these penile spines might have prolonged intercourse and help make relationships a more attractive
option. Monogamous?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Mo. Big Mo. It increased the amount of Big Mo's.
Both of these traits may be related to meeting the reproductive needs of humans, which give birth to babies with large brains, requiring partners to mate in pairs, at least long enough to care for their big-headed offspring.
Alrighty. I don't understand why longer sex would mean that you would care for the baby more. I don't understand.
Do
you
like,
have to put more effort
you
into
more
it?
Yeah, more connection or something to your like, partner or whatever.
I guess saying that, I'm just like, bam, 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 okay.
It's just like, boom!
One long one, just...
Yeah, you just slide it in really slow. You're just like...
And then that's it?
You just walk away.
Oh, just like, see you later, bitch. And you throw the money. You see the deer throwing the fucking cash at the... boom, 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 boom.
The money makes that sound.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's time to go to break.
Yeah, let's go to break. All right, yeah, we'll go to break. We have no other stories left, but we'll just come back with something. And,
All right, start that shit up, motherfucker.
All right,
motherfucker!
Stay tuned, we'll be back.
You are now listening to the Ask Ass Productions webcast. WASS.
WASS!
Welcome back. As you can see, we have a new logo. Not a new one, but you know.
Sexy, sexy, sexy. That's what I say, bitch. Well, that what you're listening to, what we just came back from was. There it is.
Alan McKay.
Yeah, that was by The Nosebleeds.
Yeah.
From their self-titled album,
Jubilees.
And that's distributed, produced and distributed by Human and Human Records, who has always been nice to us, let us use their, that song, a lot of any of their songs usually. And our opening theme, which is Second Helping by Salsa Windfall and Joe Rosa, we got to use that because they were nice enough to let us use it. So thanks to Alan McCabe. Thanks to Joe DeRosa. Thanks to
Headflap.
God. And the guy down the street. Remember the guy who gave me the drugs? That guy.
Oh, I don't have Old Man Jenkins in here.
That's all right. Also, there was a cop that... okay. So anyway, but thanks to those guys. If you want more information on Human and Human Records, go to humanandhumanrecords.com. Simple enough.
China!
Motherfucker.
Okay.
dun, 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 dun. Do the potty dance.
Did someone say my name? Say my name!
Apparently, GTA 5 is supposed to be in like the San Andreas area, that area.
GTA 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and apparently, in Driver San Francisco, you can't get out of your car.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. That's why they have that stupid teleporting thing. So you don't have to fucking. It's fucking annoying. I don't see the point in it.
Yeah.
They're just so afraid. They don't want to compete with GTA. I think that's it. They want to be their own game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't care. I don't really like any games except GTA. That's really all I like. I just like the idea that you get free roam. I don't really like games. I like how I can just go fuck around.
Yeah. Party mode.
What? Nothing. Boardy mode?
Party mode.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a party mode.
How the hell did you like Vice City more than any other GTA?
No, I just like, liked it.
There's not that much stuff in it, though.
But I liked it. When I came out, I was like, this is great shit. When I played, I was like, man, this is awesome. But the new games, I just never...
Maybe that's because you're like, weren't the same age.
Yeah, maybe, but all I know is I...
Actually, you're just... only 2 years older. Came in 2002, and San Andreas came in 2004.
Yeah. I didn't like San Andreas.
I guess maybe it was because they thought, like, because they said, oh, yeah, everything was going to be great. The car sounds were going to be, like, amazing and everything.
It was the exact opposite.
It was like, hyped up too much.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it is. All I know is that when I played Vice City, it was like, this was great. And I already played the original, so it wasn't like it was some new thing. So I'd already played the original. I knew all about it. And when I played Vice City, I was like, man, this is really awesome. But for some reason, when I play... In San Andreas, I never got the same feeling. I was never like, oh, this is great. It's real fun.
What if it wasn't in the real that area, same area or something?
The whole game. I don't think it has any, the area was actually really nice. If you could get Vice City type of the look and the feel and stuff like that, and the cars and the sounds and all that, if you get all that into, you know, obviously not the Miami thing, but you know what I mean? If you get all that kind of, the way Vice City was, if you could get that into San Andreas, that would have been an awesome game. There's just something about San Andreas. The way the guy moves, the way the cars move, the way the cars sound, the way the cars look, the way the light looks is all fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that fucking weird, like, sunset thing.
Yeah,
where you can't see where you're going.
Even during the day, it was awful, but the sunset was really bad. You can't see anything at all. And it was one of those things. There is.
Yeah, it was a much... Vice City was, like, a much, like, brighter game.
Yeah, everything was real bright.
Probably because it was in Miami. It was, like, one of those, like...
Yeah. Just, I don't
even
know.
The Las Vegas area of San Andreas wasn't as bright as, like, the Miami, like, that really avenue dope. That goes down, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know. So, that's really all. I'm just saying,
reason for, for them to close off the bridges and shit. Like, in Vice City, there was a reason.
Yeah, they just tried to start making shit up. That's when it got ridiculous. Like,
in San Andreas, there wasn't, like, anything. There was really no reason why that happened. And then in GTA 4, it was because of terrorists. They didn't want any of the terrorists. Kind of like, you know, if we got stuck in New York City or something.
Yeah.
So.
It was pretty good. I still like San Andreas. Either way, they're still my favorite games. They're like, you know, it's like Vice City, GTA 4. I haven't played it a lot, but that is a really good game. It's probably like Vice City, GTA 4, the original San Andreas. And it's like probably my top four favorite games. You know, so it's like, it's not like I'm saying they're really bad, but it's just, you know, San Andreas is dumb compared to Vice City.
What about Saints Row?
Oh, the original Saints Row was pretty good too. That's like that too.
What about what happened with Saints Row 2?
That sound just left.
Yeah. What happened to Saints Row 2? Like, what was so bad about it?
Oh, everything. It was really goofy. Everything was really goofy. It was like over the top. And the cars were awful.
The steering is really bad.
Steering was so bad that I couldn't even get into it. I could not get into driving. That was the thing with GTA, is that the cars always feel realistic, except for San Andreas. So it was a little iffy. Whatever. So that's what I think about Saints Row 3. Has this shit ever come out?
It's supposed to come out this year.
Oh.
Yeah, it's officially announced. Well, it wasn't exactly the best kept secret, but Saints Row 3 is now official. THQ and whatever today announced the upcoming release of Saints Row, the third. Oh, so it's just the third. The highly anticipated next installment in the multi-million unit selling Saints Row franchise. Saints Row, the third. What?
I hit the camera again.
Puts you on the top of the world right at the beginning of the game with all the perks that go along with being the head of an elite criminal organization. There's no delivering pizza, no shuttling family members about in a long series of taxi missions.
Mm, that's good.
Instead, you take all the power of the Third Street Saints and you take the world by storm. The first details of Saint Row the Third will be revealed in the exclusive cover story in Game Informer's April issue, shipping to subscribers in early March 2011. So I wonder if that's out.
Yeah, it's probably out already to subscribers at least.
But they said the graphics are supposed to match GTA 4. But who knows?
Yeah. Technically they could, but everything might be modeled like shit. Like Saints Row 2 didn't look like shit, but the models of everything was really off. Everything was really like bland and kind of like blocky. That's what it was.
Hold on. Let's see. Game Informer.
Game Informer sucks.
What's the coming is?
Oh, you know what? I really hated about Saints Row 2 is that it was like a redo. Like it was basically the same game, and it had all the same gangs basically. They're just like different names and different colors.
Yeah.
And I don't know. After two games set in the fictional city of Stillwater, the team behind Saints Row was ready to shake things up a bit. We sat down with the two art directors behind Saints Row the Third to talk about the process of designing a city from scratch. Look at that. And how the new location kickstarted the art team's imagination. Check out the video to discover why Steelport will be a city to remember.
What the look at that thing. What is with that the bottom picture there?
What?
Look at these buildings. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Bam, bam, bam.
Designing your mother's asshole for the breach.
For the breach. You've just breached my anus.
What are you good for? Absolutely nothing. All right. Now, getting back to GTA 4, 5 for me.
Yeah.
The last thing that I saw was July 27th, 2010. And that was a report on VG247 today suggested that Grand Theft Auto 5 will be set in Los Angeles, or Los Santos, as it was known in GTA San Andreas.
Yeah.
Then in November 24th, 2010, Mike Hickey, the games industry analyst who predicted a pre-E3 2010 GTA 5 announcement, now believes that the next GTA game is unlikely to arrive before 2012.
There's no way. It's going to come out. Oh, the end of 2012.
Boop, boop. All right,
let's...
End of the game session!
Game session.
San Andreas.
Dun, 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 San Andreas.
All right, let's end this fucking thing. Let's go to, the ice cream. Apparently there is some, I don't know where it is, you have to find out.
No, I should have made a picture of a boob in an ice cream cone.
Yeah, you should have.
Damn it.
We're going to have to save the story. Yeah, that'd be funny.
It'd be funny if you masturbated.
I don't know where it was. I don't know if it was in the United States or not, but basically this guy decided that he was going to make a breast milk ice cream, and he named it Baby Gaga, which only makes it that much Copperfield. Worse.
I fucked your mom in the ass, generation.
Why generation? Some tone, generation.
Oh, yeah, you never sent it to me. That was the 404 not found one.
There it goes!
Anyway, whatever.
Click here to see other Grand Theft Auto sites we operate. All right,
yeah, so this guy, let's see who he was. He's in London.
Oh, fuck it.
His name is Matt O'Connor. He launched Baby Gaga, a flavor made with human breast milk, saying that he was hoping to start a conversation. He owned, he came from a family of Irish dairy farmers.
Nigger farmers?
And he kept he wondered why we kept sexualizing
generation
women's breasts, but we made it like
they were ice cream
cow's breasts. No, we made it seem like cow's breasts were like, you know, they were for food, but women's breasts are like just all sex, right? So this guy's an idiot. So he decided, he's like, all right, well, let me make some fucking breast milk ice cream. Human breast milk ice cream. And that's it. So he made it. And now we
roused.
I guess you have to go to London to get it. I don't know. I guess it's just in his restaurant.
I wonder if it's true, if it tastes any different.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably tastes good. Maybe. But the bigger problem here is his name is he named
that
it.
There's those girls' nipples are going to be sore.
They're going to be sore. He just gets them from one girl. And he's just like, how much milk can this poor woman make?
But you know,
and then he's drying out the thing.
You have to
baby.
Get her pregnant for
yeah,
the milk.
Yeah, he's drying out for the baby. Poor baby, can't get any.
Yeah, but you have to be pregnant for a girl to start milking.
I know. And the poor baby's not getting any because he's sucking it all out. Maybe they were aborting the babies.
Maybe they're breast milking the babies.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. So anyway, the bigger problem is he named his ice cream Baby Gaga.
Baby Douchebag?
No.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, and the problem is the hypocrite cunt that is Lady Gaga decided that she's going to sue him. So now
she's not going to win then.
She's going to sue this motherfucker, this poor guy who named his fucking thing Baby Gaga. And for some reason, she thinks that, you know, everything has to do with
masturbating
her character. It's funny because this is the same bitch that always talks about freedom. I'm off the screen.
She talks
about freedom and, like, you know, freedom, she's like, everybody deserves the right to express themselves. And, it's all about expressing yourself. Well, this guy's also expressing his fucking thing that he made, and this bitch is suing him for it because it slightly resembles. It has one part of her name, of her fucking name, in the. It
rhymes with her name, too.
Title. It's just so fucking stupid. Anyway, so. More reason to hate Lady Gaga.
All the dicks are coming down now.
Wow.
I wanna fuck all them bitches now.
Since
we never did. History of the day.
That's what we're gonna finish. We're gonna finish with that. I think maybe, I don't know if we should finish with that every time or we should do it right before the break every time.
Let's finish with it.
Alright.
Finish.
Motherfucker.
Alright, so is there anything else we wanna talk about? We showed that Miley attacked the paparazzi. Will Smith, Miley Cyrus, that huge thing. Oh, the only other thing I wanted to say was that UCLA girl, the one that was the Asians and shit like that.
What Asians?
The one that we're talking in the library.
Oh.
She was so ridiculed.
She had to drop out of college?
Yeah, she fucking had to drop out of college. She actually got, like, death threats and shit, and her family was being threatened. So much so that she actually had to drop out of school. Also, she could make that. She was just having a stupid little fun with a stupid video, just making fun of the same people who've been made fun of a million times, even on TV and movies and everything. But since she made it, and somebody picked it up, and just around that stupid earthquake, tsunami, hurricane, Then she can't even fucking go to school without being shit on. So who are the real savages? The fucking girl who's making the joke about the thing. She's making, like, you know, a little joke. Maybe she really does hate Asians. Maybe she doesn't. I don't fucking know. But the point is, nobody knows. Nobody knows if she really hates Asians or not. She was just doing a stupid video. She joked. So is she evil, or is the people who are fucking threatening her, telling her that she's a piece of shit, threatening her family members and stuff like that, or are they the savages? Which one's worse?
I just wanna fuck your mom now. Oh shit.
All right.
There was one that I pressed it twice, so there was an echo there.
All right. So, We're down to our final moment.
Suck on my big
cock. Hell, you're opening that up.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
All right.
Motherfucker.
What is this? We're going to do...
Motherfuckers? Our so we have the douche?
Latest segment. We like to call it This Day.
We replaced it with...
What are you talking about?
We replaced it... We replaced...
Our Hot Girl Guy of the Week with this new segment.
Yeah. Called You Will Be Missed.
This Day in History. The name of our new segment.
What if it was just the hot girl and guy of the history?
Girl and guy of history. All right. All right. This day in history, on March 19th, 1876, in Blomalod, India.
Blow my load?
Indiana, actually. Shiloh Horvitz, a Jewish man, came across a penny on the sidewalk and didn't pick it up. That was this day in history. There's no, I guess it just refuses to go a second time. All right, so that was about it. You need to do our things.
Reminders?
Yeah.
All right, well,
we forgot to do them right before the break. I wanted to do them twice, but whatever.
Alright, well, you can catch our sketch comedy videos on youtube.com/askgasproductions and dailymotion.com/askgasproductions. You go like us, like our page on facebook.com/askgasproductions, or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/askgasprods. We have podcasts on iTunes. You could get those on our website at askgasproductions.wordpress.com. If you have a feed reader, go to askgascox. feeds.feedburner.com/askgasproductions for our videos, and feeds.feedburner.com/agplive for our podcasts.
Yeah, and, this show.
And you can also get our past webcasts on YouTube now. Yes. On our YouTube channel.
Yes, the podcast for this, basically whatever podcast we put on iTunes, it's that same version on YouTube. It makes it a lot easier for...
us to masturbate.
For, yeah.
Us to masturbate.
Masturbate, yeah.
Masturbate! It's always... me doing that face always reminds me of Pat's brother.
Pat's brother's always like this? Oh yeah, Matt's brother, the one that I was
has the upside down ankle.
I was in school with.
Yeah,
the Jets jersey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he does always come.
Remember that girl that I said that had the really big tits? Like she's only like 16, and she has like really big tits.
Yeah.
He got the hooker.
He got the hooker.
What the hell was that? Mean? Hugger.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice, but you weren't part of it.
I know, it sucks. Like, I know, I was just like, unibrows. Yeah, the only bad part, she has like a unibrow. But anyway.
So she's just like, shave that bitch.
Shave that bitch, motherfucker.
Just start harassing her. You know all women are just going to fall into it.
What if she had a unibrow on her, like across her nipples?
Like just over the nipples?
What if she had a nippo brow? A nippo brow.
Nippo brow. Nippo brow.
Like, it was just like the nipple just extended over all the way over here.
That'd be gross. Fuck.
Or what if her boob was just one thing?
One big tit? Yeah, alright, so, but before we go. It's been a while, we haven't mentioned it, but we had a star, one of the stars of AGP.
Yes.
It's sad that we didn't bring it up earlier, but as sense left us, Brian likes to sing R&B tunes about how sad he is.
Boom, boom, boom.
The fuck is that? Then a club, but it's not electronic music. Electronic music. So this is a little tribute to our old star Charwar.
Now, are we going to leave?
Yeah, we'll just...
We're not even going to come back to us.
No, we won't come back. We'll just go to this. We'll just play this. It's good that you see this. And then we'll...
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
And then we will go to our credits, and we'll, you know, then that's it. So we'll just say goodbye right now. Is there anything...
This is the first death of the AGP cast.
Yeah, hopefully one of the rest of the cast survives through the rest of the
and then you see Bright Flash
for another 20 years at least.
Alright, so anyway, Charwar will be missed, and see you guys later.
See ya.
Let's go masturbate on your face.
Later.